You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Religion Today, a weekly look at religion and spirituality here at home and around the world. Now, here's your host, Martin Tanner, on KSL News Radio.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. This is the second in a multi-part series of shows that deals with what information, scientific and scriptural, from the Book of Mormon itself, we have about the location where the events in the Book of Mormon actually took place. Now, why is this important? It's important for a number of reasons. First of all, if we can have a grasp about the location, that helps us understand the context of Scripture, just the same as understanding details about Jerusalem helps us know about the mortal life of Jesus Christ. I had a number of great emails from listeners last week. I'm going to refer to one because several of them had several ideas. I had a letter from Dean, I'll use his first name, and he mentioned that he talked to one of his brothers and indicated that he would like to visit Guatemala and southern Mexico because he thought that's where the Book of Mormon events took place. And of course, I share, as listeners know, Dean's point of view. His brother was appalled and indicated that thinking Book of Mormon events happened there was denying Joseph Smith as a prophet. And this brother referred to a letter from Joseph Dammit during the Zion's Camp March of 1834, in which Joseph Smith spoke of the Zion's Camp group wandering over the plains of the Nephites and of the mounds of the once beloved people of the Lord. And of course, his brother here was probably referring to the Zelph incident. I'll talk a little bit about that today. But that's a great question. That's a reasonable question, one that everyone answers. The short answer to this is Joseph Smith never claimed revelation. He may have believed that all of the Native Americans in North America were descended from the Nephites. He never said, God has told me this. Joseph Smith also said a prophet is a prophet only when he is acting as such. Joseph Smith had a number of different ideas, apparently over time, about where the Book of Mormon events took place. Let's take a look at some of the other comments from general authorities. If we're going to look at comments from general authorities, and Joseph Smith to be among them, we should take a look at Frederick G. Williams' ideas, which he published in the Deseret News. And this was republished in 1966, so relatively recently. Frederick G. Williams, as republished in the Deseret News, thought that the Book of Mormon lands were in South America, and that Lehi and his party had landed in Chile, about 30 degrees south latitude. We also know that John Taylor and Wilford Woodruff, in the Times and Seasons, of which Joseph Smith was the editor, landed a little south of the Isthmus of Darien, that's in Panama. We have Joseph Smith and John Taylor as the major editors of the Times and Seasons in 1842. On October 1st, there was a publication, an article in there that talked about them reading Stephen's Incidents of Travel. He was traveling in Central America, this amazing traveler by the name of Stephen's. And Stephen's descriptions of ruins in Central America led to this publication in which the article said, and again, Joseph Smith and John Taylor were the editors, that Central America or Guatemala is situated north. I'll make a quote. Quote, Central America or Guatemala is situated north of the Isthmus of Darien and once embraced several hundred miles of territory from north to south. The city of Zarahemla, burned at the crucifixion of our Savior and rebuilt afterwards, stood on this land, close quote. Well, they didn't know that for sure either. That was great speculation, too. We also have some interesting statements in another portion of that same article. And this is a great one. It says, quote, we're not a-going to declare positively that the ruins in Guatemala are those of Zarahemla. But when the land and the stories of the Book of Mormon say it so plain, we're of the opinion that it would require more proof than the Jews could bring to prove the disciples stole the body of Jesus from the tomb to prove that the ruins of the city in question are not the one of those referred to in the Book of Mormon, close quote. Well, I find that a funny phrase. They again were speculating, but they thought the evidence pointed to South or to Central America. And then you have Orson Pratt indicating that the Yucatan Peninsula was the right location. You had Anthony Evans, who was in the first presidency in 1929 in a conference report, talking about where everything was and saying that there's never been anything definitive that has settled the matter. We also have, as we get closer to the present, more and more caution on that point. Currently, the presidency of the church says that we have no official position on where the locations in the Book of Mormon happened. So if our first presidency doesn't have that today, we shouldn't look at earlier ones and somehow claim that we know where the lands of the Book of Mormon are. But let's look at some of the evidence from where the Book of Mormon, or from the text of the Book of Mormon itself, and see what we can learn, because that is revealed text. That is something that all Latter-day Saints take to be the Word of God. And I find this to be quite fascinating. Let's start off with some information about the whole idea of the Hill Cumorah. The Hill Cumorah is a fascinating one because if the final battles happened around the hill that's called Cumorah now in upstate New York, then that kind of settles it. The last battles happened there, and that would mean that the information that we read about, the narratives in the Book of Mormon, happened in upstate New York. Well, since the publication of the Book of Mormon in 1830, the church has never taken any official position about the events in the Book of Mormon happening in upstate New York. Further, it's fascinating that the reference to the Hill Cumorah, as in the Hill Cumorah pageant and the Hill Cumorah by the Smith home, as we all call it now, was never called that by Joseph Smith, except perhaps with one exception later in his life. In section 128, verse 20, we read, what do we hear? Again, glad tidings from Cumorah. Well, that could mean the hill in upstate New York. It could also mean the Cumorah Hill in Central America, where the plates originally came from. But it could also just be a vernacular way of describing the hill that by then everyone had come to call Cumorah. It's a little bit like if you're talking about Jefferson Avenue or State Street, you can find probably thousands of them throughout the United States. And so someone calling one street Jefferson Avenue doesn't mean that particular Jefferson Avenue is where something happened any more than a reference to Cumorah in upstate New York means that's where the Book of Mormon evidences occurred. All right, time for a quick break. When we come back, more about where the events in the Book of Mormon took place. Stay tuned. I'm Martin Tanner. We'll be right back.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind. Until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Religion Today with host Martin Tanner continues on KSL News Radio.
We're back. If you have additional questions about locations in the Book of Mormon, if they're where they occurred, if you have comments to make about this, I'd be happy to entertain them. Send me an email. Send it to martinstanner@gmail.com, martinstanner@gmail.com. So when we took our break, I mentioned that Joseph Smith, I personally believe, was probably just using the vernacular of the day to refer to the hill, not too far from the Smith family home, as Cumorah. That wouldn't mean there isn't another Cumorah in Central America that's the one that's mentioned in the Book of Mormon narratives. Before we go any further, I want to also mention the idea that's in the letter about Plains of the Nephites that was mentioned on Zion's Camp by our listener Dean's brother. 1,000 years, over 1,000 years, had elapsed from the end of the Nephite civilization, the final battles, which happened about 400 AD, actually more like 1,100 years from 400 AD to the time Columbus hit America. In 1,100 years, the Lamanites, who were in Central America, could easily have interspersed over time and become part of the Native Americans in Central and North America and South America and all over the place. On the other hand, maybe Joseph Smith, like most of the other early church leaders, just erroneously believed that all of the Native Americans were the Lamanites. This was a common perception. We know that all of the Native Americans are not Lamanites. How do we know that? There are over 1,900 Native American languages. They could not all have sprung from the language of the Nephites and Lamanites that are mentioned in the Book of Mormon. It's just not possible. Further, DNA studies show that most, not all, but most of the Native Americans, although their DNA is quite different in places, most of it relates back or originates to Mongolia and other Asian locations. And the theory is that they came over on the land bridge over what's now the Aleutian Islands at Alaska. And so we know that's not, according to the Book of Mormon narrative, where the Nephites, the party of Lehi, came. And so those would not be the descendants of the Nephites and Lamanites who came across the land bridge. David Whitmer talked about the Hill Cumorah being close, the one that was in North America. It's fascinating that, well, I want to refer you to a great quote by Dallin Oaks on the topic that I think is very similar to the one or to the ideas or thoughts that many, many people had about that. Dallin Oaks made this comment while he was at Brigham Young University about his own experience about where the Book of Mormon peoples lived and who they were. Elder Oaks, quote, "Here at BYU, I was introduced to the idea that the Book of Mormon is not a history of all the people who lived on the continents of North and South America in all ages of the earth. Up till that time, I had assumed that it was. If that were the claim of the Book of Mormon, any piece of historical, archaeological, or linguistic evidence to the contrary would weigh in against the Book of Mormon, and those who rely exclusively on scholarship would have a promising position to argue. In contrast, if the Book of Mormon," this is still Elder Oaks, "in contrast, if the Book of Mormon only purports to be an account of a few peoples who inhabited a portion of the Americas during a few millennia in the past, the burden of argument changes drastically. It is no longer a question of all versus none. It is a question of some versus none. In other words, the circumstance I describe, the opponents of historicity must prove that the Book of Mormon has no historical validity for any people who lived in the Americas in particular time frame, or in a particular time frame, and notoriously difficult exercise," close quote. From here, I wanted to mention that according to the Book of Mormon text itself, there are at least a dozen things that you have to find about the Hill Rama Cumorah where the last battles happened. See if these work better for Central America Cumorah or for upstate New York. It has to be near an eastern seacoast. Well, that could be either one. It has to be near a narrow neck of land. That certainly seems to favor Central America. It has to be on a coastal plain and near other mountains and valleys. There are no other mountains and valleys of any kind near the upstate New York Hill Cumorah. It has to be one day's journey south of a large body of water. Well, that might be either one. It has to be an area of many rivers and fountains. That does not describe upstate New York. It does very well describe Central America. It has to be a location where water actually would give someone a military advantage. That is not upstate New York. That does seem to be the location in Mesoamerica. There has to be an escape route southward, which favors the Mesoamerican location. The hill has to be large enough to view hundreds of thousands of dead bodies after the final battle. That would also seem to favor the Central American location. The hill must be a significant landmark. The North American location is not a significant landmark. It's an interesting landmark, but it's just one of many similar drumlins or hills made out of gravel from the last ice age. The hill has to be freestanding so people can camp around it. That would work for both. It's in a temperate climate with no cold or snow. That certainly favors Central America. And it has to be in a volcanic zone susceptible to earthquakes. That is something that is fascinating and you just do not find in the North America location. Some authors think that all these are North America and that the statements of church leaders certainly favors the North America hill. The statements of church leaders are really interesting, but they are their own personal opinions. No one has claimed revelation on this issue. I wanted to mention a couple of other fascinating topics here. These to me are definitive. If you take a look at the Cahokia Mounds in northern Illinois, the most people, this was the biggest city in North America ever known to Native Americans. It had about 40,000 people in it. In the final battles, and by the way, this was men, women, and children, 40,000 people. If you look at the final battles, over 240,000 people died all at once. There were not enough people in the Native American groups to have the soldiers who are described in Moroni 6 verses 10 through 15 and earlier in Ether chapter 15 too, up to 2 million in the armies, according to Ether. These numbers do not fit any known Native American excavations or tribes or numbers by any indication in North America. That makes it impossible. However, in Central America, we have new LIDAR imaging, which is a kind of radar, which has shown that underneath the forest canopy of Mesoamerica, there are 60,000 new structures in addition to the previously known structures, and an estimated Central American population during Book of Mormon times of approximately 22 million people. That is well enough for the kinds of armies described in the Book of Mormon to have occurred. Join me again next week when we continue on with more information about where the events in the Book of Mormon likely took place. I'm Martin Tanner.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.